Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to just start out right off the bat and just say, listen, you know, God is in control. God has a plan and he's working it out. I was just at a doctor's appointment yesterday and I went to the doctor. He invited me to go. And so I showed up. You know, I showed up at the doctor's appointment. This is the eye doctor. And I get there and they, of course, today they want to, you know, they want to let you know all the financial arrangements before they actually have fulfilled the oath. You know, they want the financial oath before you get the Hippocratic oath. Right. And and so as I was going through the TSA, oh, sure, great. Do you have your Blue Cross Blue Shield? Do you have all your? And so I find out that my doctor wants to charge me $130. He invited me. He invited me. I didn't even want to go. He invited me to come. So I thought, that's so nice. He's invited me to come see him. So I get there, and she says, it's going to be $130. Mm. And I'm thinking, you know, he invited me for dinner. If I knew I was going to pay for it, I wouldn't even show up. She goes, that is so good. I'm going to remember that. And I said, well, it's really true. I mean, I'll just see him in the parking lot. You know, it's amazing, you know, the financial pressure that's on everybody today. And somebody that's on a fixed income to find out that, you know, that you got to pass through TSA just to go see somebody who's supposedly going to fulfill the Hippocratic Oath. I do believe our healthcare system is messed up. I do believe that, you know, from a believer standpoint and a biblical standpoint, we got to figure this thing out. The government's not the answer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we wouldn't do by choice, as you can go back and hear in the VFN Torch, I believe the Lord's doing by force. Uh-huh. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. There was a day that somebody would look at your eye for two chickens.
Yeah, right.
You know, but anyway, so after I just expressed my condolences to the visit and I, you know, had a good time with him, but didn't go see him. I mean, I won't see him that bad, you know.
Yeah.
I'll just send him a gift for $50 for Christmas or something, $130. And so I go outside and I'm sitting on this bench and there's this lady, she's sitting, she has it all together. You know, she's older than me, which still could be young. And we're sitting there's a bench in front of this hospital, and there's a lot of people walking around on canes and walkers and all that, and older crew. And I look at her, and I ask her, because it's close to Christmas, I said, are you got everything ready for Christmas? Kind of what you say, right?
Yeah.
And she says, oh, no. She says, I'm just probably going to stay busy through it. Of course, your first response, like, an unbeliever. No. And so I said, well, why? And then she started to tell me, you know, in August, she lost her husband, man, after 50 something years of marriage. They've been married for all these years, and he goes to the doctor, he gets a surgery done on him, and there's a complication. And next thing you know, he loses his legs. Liz's will to live, and then she's in this constant. She was, he was diagnosed with cancer, and that was just a shocker. And then, of course, you live in this zone when that happens to you or a loved one. You just kind of stay in this constant state. Okay, now it's time to go to chemo. Now it's time to go to this. Now you got to recover from that. Right. Now you got to get health care. Now you got to do this. You got to do that. You just, you're in this constant state that you don't have time to think. And it all settles, and all of a sudden he just dies. Wow. You know, in August, and she's just at that point when it just started hitting her. And this is her first Christmas, you know, and it's only been, you know, a few moments ago when she lost her husband, who was a truck driver for years. And he was even driving, he's 75 when he passed, but he was a truck driver even at 75. He still had that kind of abilities and all.
Oh, wow.
And my heart just went out to her, you know. And I said, you know, tell me about it. You know, what was his name and how long were you married? And, you know, and she began to explain how things happened and her present state. And it's just, there's so many hurting people. And, you know, it could have been in a hurry. I could have just walked on out of there. I could have, you know, paid $130 to see somebody who didn't need to see me anyway. Or, you know, it could have been open, you know, and I could have said nothing. And I just wonder, you know, me, I'm going to ask, you know, John Wright, we just say so. And, you know, make sure you take time today to find out how people are doing and listen.
Yeah.
You know, listen. And I had people waiting to pick me up, and I didn't pay attention to them. I just zeroed in on her. The whole world just stopped, and I just wanted to be there for her, you know, in that moment and listen to her. You just wanted to pick her up and hold her and just comfort her, you know, and love on her. And but she says, you know, she's making some outfits. She's her church is making some outfits for the play coming up in her church, and her children are taking care of her, but she's just in shock.
Wow.
You know, and I just told her, I said,
57 years, huh?
Yeah, well, they were married 75 years, and they were married for 50-some-odd years, like 55 years. I mean, just this huge thing for marriage nowadays.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And so I could, you know, me, I'm like, oh, my goodness, somehow I'm going to have to hug her. Mm-hmm. You know, somehow I'm going to have to hug her, you know, and some people are uncomfortable with that. And so I finally just asked her, I said, can I give you a hug?
Oh,
and
wow.
Just held her and gave her a hug, and she, but it still was that kind of, you know, she needs to be loved. She's gonna have to get past that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I just pray that God would just heal her heart. You know, you're in the shock is what you're in.
Yeah,
sure.
And you've been married that long. I mean, what's life like without that person?
Mm-hmm.
And and so then my ride pulled up, and I just kept on hugging her a couple more times, and she said her kids are taking good care of her, and she has her own place. But what I want to encourage you, you know, to take your time and listen to somebody. Don't be so busy that you can't have compassion on somebody that's going through difficulty and pain.
Uh-huh.
And if you'll do that, that's what Jesus did all the time. Mm. You know, Jesus stopped and empathized with people. And in that, he demonstrated his love and who he was. And I just want to encourage you in the context of that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.